Let's begin together by saying Tehillim. First, Tehillim for all those who need a refuah and all those who need to be protected. So we'll begin with Tehillim 121, Kuf Chof Aleph, Shir Lam Alois, Esayna Yelehorbe Meayin Yomo Yezri. Ezri meyem Adonai, Osei Shemayim Loret, Al Yitain Lamoit Maglecha, Al Yonom Shemirecha, Hine Lo Yonom Velo Yishon, Shemir Yisroel, Adonai Shemirecha, Adonai tzilcha al yad yeminecha. Yoima ma'shemesh v'yakeka v'yoreyach v'loilam. Adonai yishmarcha mikol ra. Yishmar es nafshecha. Adonai yishmar tzeizcha v'yecha. Me'ato v'yadeilam. We should bear a Havisainu of Yaakov Moshe and Dovra Shlomo. Who you rech rape? Kol acholim, Elisha, Nechlomi Machlos Corona. Avusha Odu Mispalmans, Nostim Stokom Ba'abu Rom, Vizharza Kudishborhu, Yimalei, Rachmala Yemlach, Limomler Aposomlach, Limkomlach Yosom, Vishlachla Meirovu Oshle Momena Shemayim, Refuas Hanefesh, Refuas Aguf. Hashta ba'agala u'bizman kariv v'nomar amen. Let's say a perek tehillim for all of the doctors and nurses and organizers of healthcare and healthcare facilities. There's Baruch Hu should protect them. Shira ma'lois mi'ma'amakim kirasicha Adonai shimo v'koili tiyena ozenecho kashuvois lekol tachanunoi im avoinois tishmor ya Adonai mi'yamoir kimecha aslicha liman tivorveim. Kivisi Adonai kivisot nafshi velidvar roecholati nafshi l'Adonai mishoymerim laboiker shoymerim laboiker yachel Yisrael el Adonai kiyem Adonai achesen v'arbeimo fidos. Vohu yivdes Yisrael mikol avaynei sov. Vishenberach ha-meseinu. Avim shevi Yaakov yivorech. Eskol ha-kol ha-kodesh hazeh. Ve'eskol ha-reifim v'achayos v'eskol ha-menalim. Le'botei ovois. Ulachol misha oskim bitzerche tzibur va oskim bitzerche acholim. Chol misha oskim be emuna kadosh baruch hu. Yishalem secharam. Vyasir mehem kol machala. Vyirpon lachol gufam. Vyislach lachol avainam. Vyishlach v'racha v'azacha v'chol ma'asei yedayhem. Im kol Yisrael achei v'naymar amein. Let's begin Yizkor. For this Yom Tov with Kel Mole, on behalf of all those who perished in the Shoah and all those who sacrificed their lives on behalf of ourselves and our people in the defense of Eretz Yisrael. Nachonan, let's go.
Hail Mole Rachamim. Shochein b'mirumim hametzei menucha nechona al kanefei hashchina במעלות קדושים וטהורים, כזוהר הרקיע מזהירים, אשר נשמות כל הקורבנות, שמסרו נפשם על קדושת השם. הן בימי השואה, והן בהגנת עמך בארץ ישראל. בעבור שכל המספללים ניתן צדקה ביד הזכרת נשמותיהן, בגן עדן תהי מנוחתן. לכן בעל הרחמים יסתירם בשישי כנפיו לעולמים, ויצרור בצרור החיים אשנשמותיהם. אדוני ונחל אסם, וינוחו בשלום על משכבותיהם, ונאמר אמן.
Before we begin the private Yizkar, I'm going to share an idea with you that connects the Yom Tov to what seems to be something which doesn't really sit with the days of Simcha, but perhaps every Yom Tov has some kind of direction as to where our thoughts should be going when it comes to thinking about the people who have been so important in our lives. At this point, when the Jews left Mitzrayim, the Jews were on their way to what would become Kriyas Yam Suf. And most of the Jews were at that time very well furnished with the spoils of Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu had said to the Jewish people, please, I made a promise to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that you would leave Mitzrayim and leave Egypt, Berechush Godol, as rich people. Kadosh Baruch Hu kiveyochol said, I know that that's not on your minds right now. On your minds is to get out of Shibud of slavery, but please, I made a promise to your forefathers that you would leave a wealthy people, you would leave people who have been well remunerated for your avdos, for your slavery. And the Jews, in a dutiful fashion, walked out of Mitzrayim. Every Jew, every family apparently had donkeys laden with wealth. There was one Jew, maybe two, Moshe, maybe Aaron, who went with a little bag, because they only took a little bit of the spoils. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, I have another mandate. I have a responsibility to Yosef to carry his bones out of Mitzrayim. And about him, Chazal attribute the pasuk Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvos. The wise person takes mitzvahs. And this insight of Chazal has bothered so many Darshanim through the generations, because everybody was doing mitzvahs. Those who took gold and silver were doing one mitzvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu directly said, please take this, because I owe it to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Moshe was worried about a specific directive that was given to him by Yosef. But that's the picture we get. Everybody was laden with wealth, and Moshe Rabbeinu was walking with the bones of Yosef and maybe a little bag in order to be Yotze, the mitzvah of Rechush Gadol. And the wisdom of Moshe Rabbeinu only came to full appreciation in a few days when they were at Yam Suf. And David HaMelech was the one who told us about the wisdom of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because in Betzeis Yisrael, David HaMelech says, Ro'o Hayom Vayonos, that the seas saw and they fled. And Chazal explained that what David HaMelech was saying, what did the seas see? What made them split? Why did it say Vayonos? So Chazal said, no, that's what David HaMelech was saying. David HaMelech was saying, Hayom Ra'ah, the seas saw, in quotation marks, Vayonos. They saw Arono Shel Yosef. They saw the casket of Yosef, and they remembered about whom it was said, Vayikir Oker Osaki Ozav Bigdo V'yado Vayonos Chutzah. And there was a moment in Yosef Hatzadik's time, in his life, when everything that he accomplished hung in the balance, and he was challenged and threatened, and at that time, he had to make a decision. Vayonas achutza, he was very clear-headed, that at that time he was giving up comfort, he was giving up being accepted in the palace, everything he had worked for, everything he thought he had given up for. And he realized, as Chazal say, but there's a legacy that he has to maintain. Dumus Jerknishal Aviv. Yaakovino's face appears to him. And he says, no, yes, it's not the place you're supposed to be. Mayonas. And he flees. And at that point, he knew that he was giving up. He knew full well that he would be accused. In Chazal, the Svarna says, Vayonas Hachutza. He just ran to the door. Once he was outside, he walked, because he knew he'd be accused of terrible things. So he had clear insight as to what was going to happen. He knew what he was sacrificing. And Vayonas Hachutza. What did the sea see? Vayonas. They saw Renishal Yosef. They saw that Moshe Rabbeinu's insight in taking the bones of Yosef that would ultimately win the day. Because when all the powers that be would say that Halolo Oivni Avodah Zarah, Halolo Oivni Avodah Zarah, that maybe the Jews don't deserve the waters to split. Arayna Shel Yosef. They saw Moshe Rabbeinu carrying the bones of Yosef. And I would explain this based on reminiscences that many of us have. I certainly have, and many of you have. Many of you have memories of in our childhood, of being told about the sacrifices that our parents made. And many of us remember being tired of hearing about the sacrifices that our parents made. Many of us remember, I certainly remember contemporaries of mine whose parents and grandparents suffered in the Shoah. And at some point, and because of that, they were told to appreciate every aspect of life. They were told to appreciate every benefit they had, every morsel of food. And at the time, they got tired. They got tired of hearing the sacrifice that their parents made in order for their yeshiva education. And they used to joke about it. I remember, yeah, I used to walk to school, to yeshiva in the snow, and you went uphill to school and uphill back home. And these were all the jokes we used to make because we were tired of hearing the responsibility that it placed upon us to see and appreciate the sacrifices that our parents made for us when they gave up the vacations they didn't have and the comforts they didn't have and the large homes they didn't have so that they'd be able to pay a tuition bill and be able to provide for us. What did the sea see? The sea appreciated that Moshe Rabbeinu was grabbing the sacrifice of Yosef. By Yonas, there was a moment when Yosef said, if I'm going to maintain the legacy of Yaakov Avinu, I'm going to have to give up everything for it. There were Jews who gave up their parnasa to maintain a Shabbos of their parents. There were Jews who gave up parnasa to maintain the chinuch of their parents. Maro Yom, when the Yamsuf saw Moshe Rabbeinu taking Atzmo Shal Yosef, when he saw they embraced the values for which Yosef sacrificed his life, when they saw that the generations that grew up and no longer made fun of the mantras and what they heard of their parents, but they realized that their parents sacrificed, and we are the great beneficiaries of their sacrifice, and we are the great beneficiaries of the values that they gave us through having to give up. Then the ocean said, it doesn't matter that halolu oydir halolu oydir zara. They're oydir oydir zara, and they're not going anyplace. But these Jews, if they grab Atzmo Shel Yosef, if they grab Aron Shel Yosef, it means that they have grown up to realize parents made sacrifices, and we value those sacrifices, and we appreciate it. And there's a responsibility because they made sacrifices. And the comforts they gave up, we may have to give up some of those comforts. And we want our children to maintain that legacy. So I think that's what we should have in mind when we say this Yizkor. We think about parents, grandparents, we think about the many members of our family, all of whose influences have come together so that we should be observing a Yom Tov, celebrating a Yom Tov, and saying a Yizkor now. And by appreciating what they were willing to give up and what they valued so much to give up, so that will endear our Yizkor to the neshamas that we are remembering. It will no doubt give great comfort to the neshamas that we are remembering, and no doubt give great nachas to Ribono Shel Olam as we remember those neshamas for that. Let's take a moment out now to say the Yoshev Beseser, to say the private Yizkor, and then once again, Elchanan will say Kel Mole on behalf of all of us. So for a few moments, let's take a few moments out to ourselves and say Yizkor.
Mazirim es nishimos kol haniftarim ashayachim lemishpachos kilas beis Avraham shealecho le'olamam b'avor shebli neder Nitain staka beyond Haskaras in Ishimo Sehen. Big on Aden, Taimenu Hassam. Lachain Balarachamim. Yasti Rain, Besay Serkin of Avni Olamim. Bitsroachayim is in Ishimo Sehen. Adonai ho nachalasam v'yanuchu mishalom ale mishkim oseihem v'nomar amen.
During Yizko, we all have in mind to give tzedakah. There's so many institutions within our own community which are in need of our tzedakah presently, so please have in mind one of the many institutions within our community to be the recipients of our Yizkor tzedakah at this time. I want to thank Elchanan for leading the Yizkor. Dr. Schneider usually leads it. Our shul was uncomfortable doing it over Zoom, and Bezer Hashem, when we're back in the shul, so we will once again be led with Yizkor with Dr. Schneider. And Bezer Hashem, the zechus of our Yom Tovim will be a zechus for all of the people that we thought of. We'll close with another idea just for a few moments. That Chazal say, Ro Arono Shel Yosef, the oceans saw the casket of Yosef. And many Darshanim point out that the Torah says Moshe took the bones of Yosef, but the Medrash says, Ro Arono Shel Yosef. Egyptian times, the caskets often were stone caskets, and they were often ordained with the person's name and his title. They found caskets just last year in ancient Egypt that had all sorts of pictures and discussions of the afterlife. Often there was a hashkafa that was put on the caskets. So In my mind, I was playing with the idea, how did the Aron of Yosef look? Many years ago, when I first came to our community, and when we had a Levaya, so it always was a name play to put on top of the very new kever. And the nameplate usually used to have the English name. And I thought that this is the mitzvah, until the mitzvah comes up, should have the Hebrew name. So I used to undo the marker and take up the paper and write the Hebrew name and put it back in. And after doing this a few times, those in charge of the kavura and our own chevra kedisha would accommodate, and I would get there ready. The Hebrew name was on it. Then have to cross out the English name with the Hebrew name. So I was wondering, the Aron of Yosef probably didn't have Yosef's name on it. It probably had Sofnas Paneach on it. It probably had on it Mishneh LeMelech. He was the viceroy. It probably had some Egyptian titles and some Egyptian quick Egyptian biography. And I was thinking that perhaps one of these days, as they were taking the Aron of Yosef, probably Moshe Rabbeinu would put a line through Sofnas, a line through Paneach, and would put Yosef ben Yaakov Avinu. And then put a line through Mishneh LeMelech and put Yosef Hatzadik. Ma ro hayom vayonis, ro aroinu shel Yosef. Maybe the ocean saw, the Yamsuf saw, Sofnas Paneach crossed out. Mishneh LeMelech with a line through it. Yosef ben Yaakov Hatzadik. Ma ro hayom, what did the ocean saw? Kvis Yamsuf noticed how Klal Yisrael was reclaiming their heritage and reclaiming their legacy after hundreds of years of being in exile. Hundreds of years. They may be Avdei Avodah Zarah, but they are now reclaiming the truths of their lives. And that's so much part of the Yom Tov of Pesach. Yom Tov of Pesach, even a Pesach as we're having now, a Pesach where we're not in shul, not saying Yizkor together in shul, we won't have a Birchas Kleinim this year, we won't have a Anilas HaChag together, but we will have very, very rich Yomim Tovim with our families. We will be coming back to the fundamental values and principles that are born in our homes and that are part of the fabric of our homes. And if some over the course of time, our homes sometimes pick up some of the trappings of a society around us, so when everything takes place in the home, Shachris, Mincha, Mariv, when Dafyomi is learned over Zoom in the home, and when every shir takes place over Zoom from our homes, and when the entire responsibility of whatever happens in Shul Netziv is happening in the home, so there's also an element of reclaiming, of putting the line through the Tzofnas Paneach and writing Yosef ben Yaakov Avinu Atzadik. And Bezer Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see and appreciate the Arono Shel Yosef of every generation and of every situation, Mayonas, and appreciate the sacrifices that we embrace and the sacrifices that have taught us great value. And Bezer Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will then do a Kriyas Yamsa for us to Nisim, the miracles that we will appreciate. And that's so important. It's important that going forward, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins to help us out and send us Yeshuas, we have to appreciate there was a lot of Ishtadlus. They may be in quarantining and social distancing, and there may be a lot going in the laboratories. We have to remind ourselves that we know so well now. It was Ra Hayom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw Arayna Shal Yosef, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that we're willing, what we are pining for and we so much want. And Bez Hashem, we will see Kriyas Yamsuf over and over and over again, and we will attribute it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing Nisim for us. So we wish you all a good Yom Tov, all the Neshama Shalem and Aliyah, and look forward to seeing you again tomorrow as we bring in the second days of Pesach together, just around the exact time, but just before Hadlokas HaNeiros, about half an hour before Hadlokas HaNeiros.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Amen. Thank you very much. Do we light candles tonight?
No. I would leave the yes. I do that for keep that minug as lighting the candle on for Erev Yom Tov.
Okay, thank you.
On the second day of Yom Tov. Yeah. I don't think there's no need to say Yizkor again. I would advise probably against it if you said Yizkor tonight. So Yizkor is always anachronistic to Yom Tov. So we said it tonight, but I think I would keep as many minhagim in place as possible and have the Yortzeit candle on the last day of Yom Tov.
Okay, thanks.